Good afternoon. Welcome to Lifestyle Wellness Seminar with Perry A. I'm excited to be here today to be with you. This is the opportunity that we get to talk about things in life that keep us from having peace, harmony, joy, and abundance in our lives. So getting along with people, getting along with our bodies. And that's our topic today, is our amazing bodies. So we're going to put shine a little light on how wonderful our bodies are and their ability to heal. And if we just appreciate it, the way we talk about our bodies, it's amazing what they'll do for us. You know, every 7 years, every cell in your body changes. All the bones regrow, everything changes. We don't even know it. It's not like a snake that has to stop and shed its skin. It does it for us without thinking. It just rebuilds and rejuvenates itself. So what's more amazing than that? And now, you know, it breathes us. We don't have to think about breathing. We don't have to think about beating our heart. We don't have to think about maintaining balance. Our bodies are homeostatic if they want balance. Do they get out of balance? Yes. Can we get back in balance? Yes. So it's as simple as finding a way to get back in balance, because balanced bodies are designed to heal themselves. Don't need doctors and pills. Just figure out how to get your body back to balance. Feed it correctly. Love it. Talk to it gently. Thank it. Appreciate it. And it's amazing what our bodies will do for us, and how they respond. You know, we talk in loving terms to our pets, and we pet them and stroke them and say, oh, you're the best little kitty, or you're the best puppy, or you're the best horse, and we give so much love to them. What if we could treat our bodies that same way? Wake up in the morning and just hug yourself and thank your body and be grateful for it. And if we got a few aches and bumps, just accept them and say, you know, we're going to work on that today, because every day and every way, I get better and better and better, and I'm going to help that go away too. Take responsibility for all your aches and pains. So many people are dealing with multiple ailments and looking to pills and drugs to make them feel better. Finally, they get overloaded, and they're taking an abundance of contradictory medicines. And it's a lot of chemistry going on, and we can do more harm than good. We can actually get to where we feel worse when we don't know how to find our way out. Then we scan the internet looking for fixes. And Lord, if you read the internet, there's going to be some symptom under every disease that you can relate to. May not be a bad one, but you're like, oh, well, there I am. That's one symptom. That means I got this. And it'll drive you crazy. They call me and they say, I think I have this and this and this and this. And they start the story of how they think they got to where they are, sometimes from when they were like 2 years old. When I was born, this happened. I've always been a sickly child. And they keep going with this story about how things happened and they didn't get well, or the doctor treated them wrong, or did something wrong. It's always a case of blaming and being a victim. And we keep on with this story, and I interrupt them. I mean, some of them start at 2 years old, and they're 60 years old, and I sit there for 45 minutes listening to these woe is me ailments. Not that they're not feeling it, and it's not right for them. I want to know what's going on with them today. I don't care how you got there. Let's look at how we can fix it. So let's not dwell on the story, because the story just replicates the pain. So start with where you are now, and then we can look at how clay can help that or something else. Even, I'm not down against Western medicines. I think sometimes we need some of them. It's when we abuse them. Balance and moderation in all things, even with herbs and the good alternative medicines, we can overuse them, overdose on them, and mix too many things that don't work in harmony with each other, and just get ourselves into a deeper place. No wonder we feel so bad sometimes. Much of the information today is from Louise's Hay book, You Can Heal Yourself. And I totally agree with her that the universe totally supports us in every thought we choose to think and believe. And this is what we talk about most of the time on this wellness seminar, is about what we say about life or our bodies or our health or our relationships. Like, relationships are hard. Well, therefore, your experience is hard. Be careful what you say. So relationships are easy and supporting and fun and loving and caring and nurturing, and you'll have an amazing relationship. Just change a few words. It's not hard to do. So be careful what you think and say. Whatever you focus on and think about is what will become your reality. If you have a new job and you believe it's a struggle, guess what your experience is going to be? It's a struggle. You can say, you know, I adapt easily, I learn quickly, it won't take me long to catch on, and this is going to be a fun job, and I am going to get so much out of it, and it's going to be stress-free, and I can figure out how to do this. I have a good mind and a good body, and I'm capable of learning. And look back at all your successes and the things you've learned at life to support that statement. You really do. If you make a focus wheel of your strengths, you'll be amazed in how you feel about yourself. Let's see where I just been. Excuse me, I felt a sneeze coming on and I didn't know what to do about it there. Okay. So, it's your job to uncover and recognize the beliefs that are keeping you stuck in a rut. It's your easy job to change them. Now, often we think, okay, I've been like this for so long and it's going to be hard to change them. Right now, say it's easy to change my situation, my beliefs about my body. My body is amazing. It breathes me. It beats my heart. The blood flows. My brain tells me when I need to scratch my nose, and my hand follows that instinct. Isn't that amazing? You just think what you want to do, and your body can move and go in that direction. I mean, we have amazing, amazing bodies, and they can just do anything you want. So it's your job to make it easy to change these beliefs that you have about yourself and your body and your wellness. For example, some people believe everything always happens to me, or nothing I take helps. I've been on this path and nothing works for me. Nothing ever works out for me. Now, doesn't that sound totally different than everything happens for me instead of happening to me? And just a tiny tweak can change your life. Louise Hay states in her book that resentment, criticism, guilt, and fear cause more health problems in our bodies than anything else. We forget to look at sources like this for our stress, that causes stress, and these can do damaging things to our bodies. Resentment, criticism, guilt, and fear. These feelings come from blaming others, from not taking responsibility for our own experience. And whatever is happening out there is only a mirror of our own inner thinking. When you criticize and judge people, there's a turnaround that you need to look for yourself in the same thing. Look for the same thing in you that you're criticizing there. You do it, you just do it a little bit differently. And realize it, and just let it go. Resentment that is long held can eat away at the body and become the disease that we call cancer. So if you have long held resentment about something that happened to your life, a situation with another person, your parents or something, that's going to eat away and build up, and eventually you're going to have cancer. A criticism as a permanent habit, criticizing everybody and everything in your life as a habit, often leads to arthritis in the body. How do you feel when you're judging and criticizing everybody? You know, it builds up in your body. Guilt always looks for punishment. Self-punishment perpetuates itself as pain in the body. So if you're carrying around guilt, you are creating pain. And a lot of people say, you know, just when everything starts getting right, something bad happens. And if that's your belief, it's like, this is my goal. When something goes right, something bad's going to happen, because what you say is what you get. So change the way you say things. Change the way you look at things. Guilt is something that we probably all deal with. Nobody's perfect. We've all made mistakes. We may have done something, you know, that hurt somebody a lot of times unintentionally that we're not even aware of. But a lot of times we have things that we carry around. Forgive yourself. You know, you were doing the best you could. The past is over and cannot be redone. All disease comes from a state of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness of yourself and others. To release the past, you must be willing to FIGO. I call it FIGO. Forget it and go on. Just forget it and go on. Forgive yourselves and others. Release the past. When did what we did, we do what we do because we don't know another way, or we did what we did because we don't know another way. At the time, that's all that came to us to do, and we did it, and it may have hurt somebody. It may not have been beneficial, but forgive yourself and change. You can change and choose to do it differently. It's a new day. Turn the page. Accept there's a bigger plan at play, and all the players have a role they played, and it often turns out that those negative things were actually beneficial to yourself and others in prodding you to choose a new path and to learn about life. How many times has something negative happened in your life and it caused you to be creative, to find another way of doing things, and really led you to a higher place? It got you out of a rut you were stuck in. And how can we know if we said something that hurt somebody's feelings? A lot of times we think things, and we don't even know that they took it as something hurtful. It's just the way you perceive things. And if you don't ask and inquire and put it out there and see what's going on, you know, you can carry around these things and store them in your bodies, and it just builds up and builds up and builds up. And we have the aches and pains that go with it. I often see a bigger plan in play when you think you make a mistake or do something wrong and it causes a big change in your life. Maybe that change is all for the good. If you believe that my life always works for me, then you're always going to come out on top. If you believe, oh gosh, just as I start to succeed, something bad happens and it sets me back, that's going to be your experience. So be very careful what you say. And it's so hard to catch yourself saying, oh, this is hard. Today's going to be a hard day. I have so much on my schedule. How about saying, you know, I'm going to zip through today and have fun doing it. Which one would you rather have, a hard day with a lot of things to do or some chores to do you can zip through and have fun while you're doing it? You create your own reality. Please, please get that and change it. You have the ability to change it. Turn a new page. Accept there are bigger things in play going on about your life. Choose a new path and learn about life. You don't have to know who you are forgiving. So many times in the past, there may have been things you've done that you've even forgotten about, but they're buried in your belief system. So you can give a blanket forgiveness. For me, I say, I forgive myself for anything I may have done or said that brought anyone pain or harm. I forgive others for anything they may have said that I let hurt me. Now you're free to go forth with a new affirmation about life. No criticism, no judgment, no blame of yourself or others is allowed. So if you can forgive yourself and let it go, forget it and go on. It happened. Can you not know that it was for someone's highest good or for your highest good that it happened? Don't judge it. Don't analyze it. Just let it go. It happened. It's over. Dwelling on the past doesn't change it. Learn from it. Go on with a new affirmation. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Everything's going to work for me. I see my life changing in so many magnificent ways. Tell yourself affirmations. Get up in the morning while you're getting dressed and talk to yourself in the mirror. Gosh, you're beautiful. I love your smile. You have beautiful skin. You have good hair. Find something you like about yourself. And hug your body and thank it and appreciate it. Now, when I say no criticism, judgment, or blame of yourself or others is allowed, when you turn that new leaf, remember, stop judging, stop criticizing. Instead, support people, build them up, compliment them, find them something you like about them instead of what you don't like. Praise what they do good, and they will let the other things go. It's amazing when you do that. If you try to change them, they put up a defense, and they give you more of what you don't want. We experience that with our children all the time. So instead, say, you know, I've been telling my grandson he wants to play football so bad, and he's a little scared. He's playing tackle football this year, and he's gotten hit by some pretty big boys, and he's probably one of the three smallest on the team. So it's gotten him a little afraid to get in there and block. He'd rather avoid a block than be blocked or block someone. And until he learns to do it, he's not going to make the football team. And I said, you know, Jack, you're a smart kid and you're going to figure it out. And you've got good coaches that can teach you, no matter what size you are, how to deliver a good block. And you'll figure it out. And I don't follow him down the pity trail. Kids easily kind of, well, I can't get it. I'm no good. I can't do this. That's not allowed. And I start telling him all the good things he does and reminding him the good grades he makes and that he's naturally athletic and he can fish and hunt. He's a dead-eye shot when he hunts. He knows how to feel for a fish and catch it and hook it. I can fish all day, and they take my bait. I don't even know it, but he has that sensitive hand. He can catch fish right and left if they're anywhere near biting. And he's good at all ball sports. Even since he was tiny, you would throw a ball to him, and he would catch it. And when he'd throw it back to you, it looked like it was going to go to Southwest Saudi Arabia. He'd raise his little arm back and throw, and I'll be darned if it wouldn't go right through to you. So he has that eye-to-hand ball coordination, and he has a lot of skills. He's little, but he's quick. So, you know, he can get in a position to get under that blocker and block him. But he needs to believe in himself. And I let him go, and he struggled for a few times, and all of a sudden a different player's out on the field. He was blocking big boys last week. During the drills, he was really putting his heart into it. Most of the time, he kind of goes through them like he's kind of lazy. I looked at him, and I thought, what did he do, take a Superman pill? So something happened, and he got it mentally. And he played the best game he ever had. And it was that quick. Change your thinking, change your life. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now. Try giving yourself the medicine of kind words and forgiveness instead of pills and medication. You always have a choice. Choose to believe that it's easy to change a thought or a pattern. That is a quote from Louise Hay. You have an amazing body that knows how to heal itself. Feed it love and tenderness. Let go and release anger and problems. Feed your body with appreciation for all it does. And it does so many things for you automatically. Your body will respond with years of good health and joy. When you enjoy what you're doing and you're happy and you show it and you know it, people want to be around you. And you will draw the happy people to you, not people with problems. And if you think you need to save the world, don't think that you have to deprive yourself to do that. So many people have a feeling, well, if I have an abundant life, then I'm taking food away from someone else. And that's not necessarily true. If you have a good life and you're living it good and you're experiencing abundance, are you not a teacher to other people to show them the way? You can do more good by living the life that you want others to be than to try to be less than what you're capable of. I don't know if I said that right. It may have gotten you a little confused there. Okay, I'm going to ask if anyone has any questions about this subject and would like to talk about it. And, you know, just try it. Try giving your body some kindness. Try watching criticism, judgment, and fear. Fear is a big one. And I've had fear thoughts lately about changes in my life from selling the company. I don't have a payroll anymore, and I don't want to just live off what the money I got. I want to put that back for my retirement and for old age when I get there. I'm only 77. I'm sorry, I just don't feel that decrepit. But I've lost my train of thought. Maybe I am getting old. I got off the track. You know, if I had a live audience, I could say, what was my last thought, and ask somebody to help me, but with this one, I don't get that opportunity. So I'm going to see if someone has a question that they would like to ask. And if you do, press star 2 on your phone. And also, I'm going to go over and check the Q&A line. We usually don't get questions on this topic. Well, I did have a hello from Jessica in Aurora, Colorado. Good afternoon, Miss Perry. I hope you are well. Thank you, Jessica. I'm doing very well. You know, I hurt my back about 3 weeks ago when I fell. I found out the other day I was watching a thing on TV, and they said, when you start to fall, don't try to catch yourself. Just let go and let the ground come up and meet you and tuck your chin down. So you want to tuck your chin down so you won't hurt your neck and just gracefully fall. But when you try to catch yourself, that's when you tense up, and when you hit, you jerk all your muscles, which I did. It took me several weeks to get over it. It was a lesson in patience. And I did do forgiveness. I don't know who I had to forgive. I did the blanket forgiveness and practiced that. And I did body scans and meditation and appreciating my body. And for the muscle spasms that I was having and the pain that I had, right now I'm just praised my body that I didn't break a bone. Wasn't that amazing? People, when they're 70 and they fall, they break a bone. I had a hard fall, and I didn't break a bone. So I have a lot to be grateful for. My body is responding well when I take care of it right. And so I have practiced with, this is sort of where this lecture came from to do today, because I got to practice looking at what is it in my body that I've created this pain. And since pain comes from guilt, I had to look at the guilt, and I realized I was feeling a little guilty about selling the company and not being there for all of my customers, because I can't be there in the way that we were. The new company is good. They're in integrity, but they are a large company, and they handle things in a large way, and most of the people you talk to don't really know about the clay to help you answer questions, and they have to send you to somewhere else. And it's just not the same friendly atmosphere. A lot of you miss us, and we miss you too. And I think that was where a lot of my guilt was coming from. Though I was excited about turning a new leaf. And by the way, the new book ought to be out in a couple of weeks. So be watching for it. I'm very excited about it. You've been waiting so patiently, and we've had to go through all these little twists and turns. And gee, working with a publisher was different. I had some wonderful people that helped me understand what their requests were, and they made it easier. So we've finally gotten through all the loopholes, and I appreciate everybody's patience out there. And I'm so excited about that. So I have a lot to look forward to. And again, does anyone on the line have a question they want to talk about or something they want to ask about your bodies and your ability to self-heal? I know there's some things that we get into and it's gone so far that we need outside help. I'm not saying just sit and meditate on your body and send love and praise and get over a thing you have. But I'm saying don't feed what you have with negative thought or the belief that you can't get better. Wayne Dyer had leukemia, and he chose not to do the radiation or anything. And he kept doing what he loved, but he ate healthy, and he was happy. He didn't dwell on the illness. And they said when he died, there was no sign of leukemia in his body. But he had a heart attack at night, and he had already had a major heart attack earlier. So that just kind of, we're going to die from something eventually. It's going to be our time to go and check out. And that's going to happen. But in the meantime, let's preserve our body with a lot of tender, loving care, kind words, belief in yourself, in your body, not getting into stress, loving yourself. Loving yourself. It's okay to be to thine own self be true, Shakespeare said. So if someone asks you to do something and you don't want to do it, tell them. If it hurts their feeling, that's their problem. That wasn't your intention. You just really didn't feel like doing it. And it didn't have anything to do with them. So be true to yourself. I think that is another huge step we can add into our wellness program. Don't live your life vicariously through your husband or your children. Live it for yourself. You are unique and wonderful, and you have gifts for the world that you can't even imagine. We just don't see our own greatness. And if there's anything I can do to help people see their own greatness, that's what I love to do. Because I think there is value and so much love available in every person. And I guess you want to call me a Pollyanna, and that's okay, because I like Pollyanna. I like being positive. I forget. I'm human. We all forget. But catch yourself when you're judging or criticizing or talking down about something, even the weather. It's pretty hot in Texas right now. Well, it's the time of year that it's supposed to be hot in Texas right now. Tell me something new. And dwelling on it just doesn't help. It doesn't make you feel any better. I'm looking out and noticing my trees are actually healthier now. We've had a little cold weather and my plants are doing better. They've gotten away from this 100-degree weather in Texas and they're starting to respond. Spring and fall are my favorite times. Well, our time is about up. I'm going to ask one more time if there anyone has any questions. And Jessica, thank you for your sweet message. It's nice to know people are on there. P- Perrier, you are too funny. I love and appreciate all that you are saying. This is my first time listening to the Lifestyle Seminar. Whoops, it ran off the page. I have listened a few times to the Clay Talk. Well, thank you, and I'm glad you joined us today. I love this seminar. It's a challenge to think up a new topic, and the challenge is I don't have an audience to interact with, and y'all don't ask questions like you do on the Clay deal. So if you have questions about life or relationships or what to do, go ahead, let's look at them. And you can make one up and make a name up. You don't have to do anything. But they're just, it took me 77 years to reach my degree of wisdom, and I'm not perfect by any means. And I couldn't be able to tell you some of these things if I hadn't fallen in that hole myself and got out and then looked back and realized how I got there and how I got out and how what I thought was my great life wasn't near as good as it could be when I changed. So thank you for your you're welcome. I'm having a conversation here at last. Okay, back over to our telephone lines. And does anyone have a question? One more time. And it's 12:31, and I'm going to go have a wonderful weekend. I hope you will, too. Bless you for signing in. And next week we'll talk about Clay. So go off and turn a new page. Forgive and love. Love yourself. Love your body. Appreciate all that you have. You're a divine, beautiful being, and you have no idea what value you have. Just your smile at a stranger can make somebody's day. So, this is Perrier signing out and wishing you all a happy, joyous, abundant, harmonious life. Thank you.